I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know how we've always said, well, I don't know that we've always said it. I've always said it. I hate Tuesday. Generally, yeah. I hate Tuesday.
Worst day of the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
We agreed that Tuesday is the worst day of the week.
It was a unanimous decision. Tuesday, worst day of the week.
We're those kind of people that over the course of the weekend, we get fired up for Monday. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we're no different than you in that we don't like it either.
Yeah.
Trust me, there are plenty of Mondays when I go, God, just one more. Oh, man. Just
one more.
Oh, a long weekend would be so nice. But we generally get pretty motivated for Mondays. Tuesday's just got, it's got the edge rolled off it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just kind of.
It's new cycle for me, too, because on Monday mornings we get in and there's so much stuff that happened on the weekend and we get to talk about it all. And then personal stuff, too, not just in the new cycle. But then on Tuesdays it's like, what'd you do last night? Well, I relaxed because I was very tired from the weekend. And then the news cycle looks like Chris Pratt got married still. And that's about it.
Nobody did jack.
Exactly.
Jessica moved furniture.
But her house is feng shuied now, so good for you on
that. Yeah, and I quote, and now the feng shui is on and popping. Is it on and popping?
It is on and popping.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Do you feel better?
I felt the popping.
Your chi is clear?
My chi is clear.
What's funny is...
I have exercised the demons.
What's funny is feng shui in Japanese is on and popping. So you kind of just repeated yourself.
Gotcha. It's redundant. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Spence wants to know if there's a difference between pizza sauce and spaghetti sauce. By the way, this the idea of sending out the information is not for a conversation before the show. Kayla.
I just wanted to let you know where I stood on the topic.
That was right about the time. Yeah, at 4:45 this morning. That's right about when I was like, shut up.
Do you want to unveil your plan?
Yeah. And it was like, stop already.
On our group text, my plan was to write as much stuff as I could this morning. I got up and I'm like, how many different things happened? There, nothing really happened. So what's the deal with spaghetti sauce and pizza sauce?
I could tell you were fired up. Really, were you doing it just to be annoying?
No.
Were you trying to be annoying?
Just to flood the timeline.
Just to be prolific?
I wanted to try to get in a stream of consciousness thing and see what came out kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But I know sometimes, the same as you, Kayla will go on these things where she'll send like four or five different things. And I'm getting ready for work. And I'm like, will you shut up? No, I have a lot to say sometimes. No, there's nothing wrong with what you're doing.
No, it's good.
No.
Like yesterday, I had a very exciting moment yesterday. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I've never seen this happen before, but I saw a man get arrested in the middle of an intersection.
He just grabbed the wheel and took it off and ran.
But like, that was the only exciting thing for me. And Spence is labeling off like 45 things. I have one thing to tell you guys about from my plans yesterday. By the way,
that is BS because, wait a minute. Hang, yes, sir?
It's just secretly so you know. Also, my intention today was to see if Kayla would try to compete.
Well, okay, maybe this will answer your question. Let me just see if this answers your question. At 4:43 this morning, might give my greatest person in the world today to hair straighteners. Are you kidding me?
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You know who we need to talk to today? Super P1, Wayne the Flagger. Because I want to find out, today's going to be 105 degrees. It's going to be 105 today, 105 tomorrow. Does that change anything?
Right.
I mean, I get it that, yes, you're going to do that. Like, for us, it's not going to change a thing.
Yeah. No.
Although Spence uses it as an excuse to wear shorts to work.
Yeah. Spence, we're still allowed, right?
Spence uses it as an excuse to be even more casual.
I got my old runners on today, too. My old beat-up Adidas. I'm just kind of like casual Friday.
Yeah, because that's your 105, your 105-degree shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, I'm more comfortable in 105-degree heat when I walk from here to 30 feet to my car.
I would just think with construction and all that stuff, they just start, they start earlier, right? Isn't that what?
I don't know. But I mean, but is it a dramatic, because they're making a big deal on TV this morning, everywhere you turn. Oh my God, heat warning.
Yeah.
Because it's been 9 months since it's been 105.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been 9 months. And I was trying to, I was like, why is it an excessive heat warning and all that kind of stuff? You know it's coming.
Right.
You know, we've all been through it at least once, unless you're brand new. What do you want?
Got Wayne on the line for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Very nice.
But I mean, does it change, Wayne, or does it change everything dramatically?
No. It's a gradual thing.
Okay.
But more water is basically the only thing, you know.
Yeah, you just make sure if you walk out of the house when it's 80, you go, I forgot my water. Oh, I'll get one. But if you walk out when it's 105, you'll go back.
Yeah.
To get the water. Absolutely. To get the big jug of water.
So the
lot of frozen water.
Hey, Wayne, the landscaper guys always are wearing the long sleeve shirts. It seems like the opposite thinking of staying cool when it's 105. But you wear a long sleeve shirt too, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah, I wear a long sleeve all the time and a big sunshade on my hard hat.
Yeah, because you don't want the melanoma.
Yeah, I'd rather sweat. Like, honestly, I would rather sweat than even take a chance at burning.
Let's be honest. When was the last time you sweat?
It's been a while.
It's going to be 105 today and you're still wearing a parka.
I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt and a parka, so.
It's going to be 105 today. And she's like, it's going to be 40.
I'm preparing for the frostbite of the thermostat.
So. Where are you flagging today, Wayner?
Near Centennial and Losey.
My man.
All right, Dad.
Well, we thank you for your service, and we thank you for always being there for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, brother.
Love you, bud.
Have a great day. Stay safe.
Love the morning, Zoo.
Yeah, I see.
Thanks, brother.
P1 D1 talk.
He's the best.
He's the goods. But yeah, it's just funny because everyone's like, oh, 105.
Right.
You know, the only thing you have to remember, though, is don't scorch your pet's feet.
Yeah.
Don't take them out there on the pavement because it's hot. That's bad.
No, I had to
burst into tears.
Well, the other day when it was super, super warm, Penny like couldn't stand out on the concrete, so I had to pick her up and carry her over to the dog park area. So, because it was so hot already, I felt bad for her.
Is it less hot in the dog park area?
Well, because it's grass over there.
Oh, okay.
It's all grass. But
so you carried the dog to the grass.
Yeah.
What does the dog do? Okay, what is the dog going to do if you can't carry her?
I don't know. We'd have to get her like little doggy shoes or something. I don't. But I
like you don't have a place for her to go without taking her over to the
park?
No,
our backyard is paved, so we don't have. We have to take her over to the dog park, and she's bougie. Like she won't go. Like everyone else's dogs that I know will go in where like the rocks are and everything, like along the sides of the house and everything. She won't go there. She's like, no, I need grass. That's the only place I will go to the bathroom.
She's trained you. I know. That's the beauty. Wow.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So, it's weird. There's a bunch of people in radio, and we all have a birthday around the same time. Mine was, Friday? Mine was last Friday. And there's a bunch of people in that area. And the talk of childhood birthday parties came up. What was the best place to have a party when you were a kid? Because there is that spot.
Yeah.
And even if you never got to go there, everybody knew that it was the spot.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Because Spence and I were talking about it. We never really had parties. Did you have parties when you were a kid?
Absolutely.
All the neighborhood kids came over and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I don't recall ever doing that.
No, neither. We never had money for that.
Right.
You know?
And my mom didn't want to be bothered. Honestly, my mom did not want, and oh God, never my dad.
No.
But, and honestly, who would want to make the trek out to the farm? But my mom would have never done it. We didn't have the money for it, and she just wouldn't want to be bothered with, oh my God, 10 other kids around? No way.
Yeah, same.
But my dad and my grandma, and maybe on occasion my uncle, we would go to this place called Farrell's, which we had in Washington. And yeah, I know y'all had them in California too, right?
Yes. What's a Farrell's? What is that?
Ice cream joint.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ice cream joint.
Literally called it a Farrell's ice cream parlor.
It was an ice cream parlor, right?
And it was old timey. It was like old timey. They wore the striped red and white striped vests.
Oh,
and they had that around their bicep.
Yeah, and the straw hat and the whatever.
Oh, dang.
And all that kind of stuff. I think even the women had handlebar mustaches.
Yeah.
I don't know. But and then they had the one we were trying to think. They had the one thing with like the three scoops of ice cream or whatever it was called the pig trough, and you got a ribbon if you finished that. And then they had another thing. They had another thing that and they adjusted it for wherever you were. So they had it was like 20 scoops of ice cream that you'd order for the table.
Yeah.
They called it the Mount Rainier or whatever, and they bring it in. They bring it in with fire sirens,
and they carry it on this gurney, I guess.
Yeah,
you'd say they gurney run back and forth,
fire hacks and the thing, which made no sense because it was a mountain, whatever. And so for us, it was that they had the Mount Rainier, which was the big one. And then they had the slightly smaller one, which was the Pike's Peak.
Huh.
Obviously, I love this joint.
Yeah. Apparently, yes.
You know, the names and everything.
I remember all of that stuff. And I was asking Jess, I was like, in California, was it the Mount Shasta? What was it? Because I can't imagine it was the Mount Rainier, because who would care?
I don't remember. I just remember that big tub of ice cream, like you said, 20 plus scoops.
Yeah.
And then running it back and forth. And it was like the greatest thing ever.
Why are you making face at 20 scoops of ice cream? Why are you making face?
And there are a few people on the planet that love ice cream more than I do. But 20 scoops of
ice
cream.
You don't eat it all yourself. Yeah. There's a whole table of people.
No, but still just
seeing. You're just a hater right now.
I know.
Bothering me. You bougie ass carrying your dog over to the dog park and then you're hating on the ice cream. You and I are going to fight.
He told you about the sirens and them running around, right?
Yeah.
You love that.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
That.
All right, I'll give it that. That's kind of cool.
We're late. 702-364-9898. What was the best spot for having a birthday when you were a kid? And if you got to choose, where would you want your birthday party to be at? First pick, let's go.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things
on 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, so what was it? Maybe I was a California kid at heart. I'm just saying, you know what else I loved when I was a kid for birthday every once in a while?
Huh.
Shakey's Pizza.
Oh, that was so good too. Yeah.
Yes.
I have heard of Shakey's Pizza. My friend said it's like the best ever.
Their sauce was different. I realize that now as an adult. I realize now that the sauce was different. Shakey's Special. We always got the Shakey's Special.
Mm, what did that include?
I'm hungry. I don't know, but it was special.
It was definitely special.
It was very special. And they had the thing where you could stand up there and watch them make the pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Remember?
Yeah.
Me too. Kids are dumb, aren't they?
It's you're the most entertaining
thing. Hey, they're making pizza. It was the greatest thing ever. You stand there for hours and just watch them make pizza. So stupid.
I worked at a pizza joint that had stuff like that where like they had the all glass on one side so you could look into the kitchen. And it would be funny because little kids would come up and they'd press their face against the glass. And it's like, oh, my God, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
And then, but then my job
in the window
end,
and stuff.
My job at the end of the night was to go clean off the face marks all over the glass.
Yeah, and the grubby fingerprints.
Yeah, I still do that.
What?
I'm fascinated. Watching people.
Just watch it for hours. Making the pizza.
That's funny.
No, the build your own pizza joint over at the downtown Summerlin. You sit there watching and you're looking in the oven the entire time. How long is it going to take?
Yeah.
I would get excited in the parking lot.
That one looks like it's done. You should get that one out. It looks like it's done.
I was hoping they'd be you walk in. You see other kids standing in the spot that you wanted? There's the good spot. It's all the same.
You can see everything from that spot.
Yeah. Right above the toppings.
Yeah.
So you can see them reaching. No, where was your spot? When you're in Venice, Florida, growing up, where did you want to have your birthday party?
So my birthday was always in January. So I always had you had to wear warmer clothes. You couldn't do anything fun. So
in Florida. Remember, we're talking about Florida here, people.
I know, but it was still January, so it was a pretty cold time of the year.
75?
Yes, basically. But the water parks weren't open in January. Like, they're closed for 2 months out of the year, and it happens to be January, and I always wanted a water park-themed birthday. So my parents had a half birthday for me in July, and we went to this place called Adventure Island, which is like Wet and Wild, essentially. And it was just
why she carries the dog to the dog park. It's just how she was raised.
You're not royal family with all these different multiple birthday parties throughout the year.
I didn't get a full-on birthday that year. I just got a half birthday. They just skipped over my birthday, and we had a half birthday instead.
Speaking of royal family, ladies and gentlemen, summer school beginning in the Clark County School District. The queen of the first pick has returned to us.
Good morning.
On Twitter this morning. Hi, Brandy. On Twitter this morning, summer school just started. Bad news. Waking up early for 3 weeks during vacation. Good news. 3 more weeks of listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. God bless you. God bless you. So nice. And she tagged all of us, too.
Yeah, she did.
Very courteous, very thoughtful. Okay, so what was, where did you grow up?
In Minneapolis, in Minnesota.
No kidding. And so where was the great birthday spot?
Camp Snoopy in the Mall of America. Oh, my gosh. It was the best theme park. It's kind of like a Knott's Berry Farm, but better and cleaner and just perfect and funner.
Easy.
Oh, the best thing ever. You had to go every year.
That's funny.
Camp Snoopy in the mall.
But it was there. Yep. Yeah. Now it's, I think it's called Nickelodeon Universe.
Huh.
But still a theme park.
Corporate America. Awesome. Yeah, that's how that. It's still the same. It's still the same, just different name.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They just took it
different
over.
Different characters. Same
ride. Have a great day at school. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
How's everything else? Good.
Good, and I think you guys know the news, right?
Yes, you told us right before school ended. I believe.
Yeah, number 2 is on the way.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Awesome. Spence, naming it Spence.
That's our second choice. So as long as the first choice,
good.
If someone before us doesn't have it, Spence is choice.
Yeah, everybody's second choice.
Do not name it, Chet. Do not.
America's right. Second
Kayla's
choice.
Kayla's a great choice for a name.
America's second choice. Hey, DLK on Blue Diamond. You go. I'm just having her answer this to get it out of the way. What's the best spot to have the birthday party?
Chuck E. Cheese.
It is.
That's when that I was a kid. Same thing.
Yeah.
It just is. Yeah. And if you could go, and again, pizza, what kid doesn't like pizza?
Tokens.
But pizza and games and animatronic animals. You know what I mean? What's better than
I was a hoarder as a kid, man. I used to hold on to those tokens. Mom was like, you got to use them because they're not like worth anything other than here. And I'm like, but they're tokens. And I thought they were like real money.
Man, blast from the past. Michelle Cable in Centennial Hills. What was the best spot to have a birthday party when you were a kid?
Playland skating rink.
Oh, roller my skating. God.
I know.
In Henderson, old school place.
Yep.
How long has that been gone?
Oh, my God. Forever and a day.
I'm trying to think. What's there now?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been up down that road. It used to be like a Crystal Palace skating for a little bit, and I'm not sure now.
Oh, on Boulder, the one on Boulder Highway?
Well, yeah, that one on Boulder Highway, but there was one down the street on Lake Mead. That was Playland that we used to go to and stuff. Yeah. But I don't know what it is now.
Yeah, I think it's just developed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just it's just something.
But it was the best. The neon lights when it was dark and you could do the couple skate and all that stuff. It was fun.
You naughty little 12-year-old. You're not, because, oh my God, couple skate was so taboo. Right. When you were 12 and you were going to hold hands while you're skating.
Oh, man. I know, right?
Everyone
scandalous.
Would talk. That's right. Everyone would talk. Jen in Henderson, what was the spot to have a birthday party at?
So I remember this time when I was living on Guam. We, for my 5th birthday, went to Jollibee. And at Jollibee, there was like a party package. So when you get the party package, you get the characters to come out, and Jollibee would come out. And I remember there's this character named Hetty Spaghetti, because they serve spaghetti at Jollibee, and they had a playground with the slide and ball, pit of balls, and it was just really fun.
I really expected you to go. I lived on Guam, much like my wife would say, growing up in Hawaii. The beach.
Oh, yeah, for your birthday? Sure.
We're going to the
That's
beach.
True.
Have you been to the Jollibee on Sahara?
I have not.
No, you've got to go. I would love to see if it matches up to your expectations from when you were a kid.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean? Just to see if it's still still the same.
I lived right next door to that and never went in there, and now I totally regret it because you make it sound like it's the best place ever.
No, I still haven't. What are they? So they have spaghetti?
Never knew that.
Seems odd.
Yeah.
Actually, it doesn't. It doesn't seem odd. For all of our Filipino friends and for you being on Guam, spaghetti makes sense to me somehow.
And then
like burgers, right?
Yes, the burgers and the chicken. Oh my gosh, with the gravy. That's so good.
See, at first it was the best of times and worst of times, because she went, oh, the chicken. And I went, oh, I can have that. And then she went, the gravy. And I went, oh, I cannot. No. I cannot have that.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.